Louisiana native Valerie Martin has a new novel out. It's called Property, and it's about a young woman from New Orleans who's trying to adjust to her new husband. Alan Chews has a review.
The setting is a sugarcane plantation, but there's little going on here that's sweet. Manon Godet, the lady in the big house, is a mean taskmistress, and she believes she has the right to be. When she married, Manon brought her house slave Sarah with her from New Orleans, and it didn't take long for her husband to make Sarah his mistress and conceive a child with her, and also brutally beat and then put up for sale one of his other slaves who had hoped to marry her. Death and desperation hover close to the bitter pages of this story. Manon's mother dies of cholera, and her husband finds himself the victim of a slave rebellion. And Manon lords it over Sarah. Indeed she does, yet she understands that in the society in which she lives, she herself is scarcely more than chattel. For an audience such as we are, so far from Gone with the Wind that it's been done gone and back, any attempt to pretty up plantation life would seem ludicrous or even pornographic, so I accept it willingly when Valerie Martin lards darkness on top of darkness, from Sarah's desperate attempt to escape to the north to Manon's bitter recognition that she, too, is some man's property. Slavery was monstrous and bitter, and what wasn't bitter was numbness, and we do need to live these things in novels rather than just read about them in history textbooks.
The book is Property by Valerie Martin. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.